the book of Romans, part 11. I'm Professor Hannes Redlinghuis of the First Assembly of Yahushua in South Africa, Pretoria, Montana, also international. Should you be interested in any of the books which I've written, I'm thinking about the two keys to the book of Revelation. It's a full book, nearly 800 pages thick, which is also the handbook for the study we are currently doing, the Revelation of the book Revelation. Should you require any information, or maybe you just want to share a word, you're very welcome. You can contact me on our WhatsApp numbers, plus 27 international code, and the number is 0722-367-124. Just go to my website, https://yahvah.co.za, as you can see on the top here. If this is the first time that you are about to participate in the study, please go to part 1, start from the beginning, or you already missed out on a bit of information. Very important to subscribe to the channel in order to receive the different notifications of the study that we are currently busy with, as well as your TikTok messages, hallelujah. Send this link to your friends and family and to everybody that matters. Make sure you at least have a 1611 King James Bible, pen and a notepad ready. I'm just going to announce, it's very important to know that we do not associate ourselves with the following people or groups, any messianic group: the Israel Vision Groups, the Hebrew Roots Movement, the Sacred Name Movement, the Young Movement, the Seventh-day Adventists, the Jehovah's Witnesses, Roman Catholic Church, Protestants, not even the Protestants. No, what do? We are functioning in a Bible study group. We are called Yahvist, not even Protestants. And we especially are specializing at the end time, the eschatology, hallelujah. We're not affiliated to no church or denomination. Praise His name. We mainly are using the restoration of the original Sacred Name Bible, the Rottenham version, the 1860 version, which Dr. Joseph Briant Rottenham has translated. It was the 1611 King James Bible, where he took out the name God, Lord, Holy Spirit, and he put replaced it with the ancient original Hebrew sacred names. The name Jesus was originally Yahushua. The name God was originally Elohim or Hashem. The name Lord was originally Yahweh. The name of the Holy Spirit was originally the Ruach HaKodesh. Welcome to Breakfast with Prof. Hannes. I trust that the study this morning is going to be a real blessing unto you. We are going to continue where we left off last Friday. We're busy with the book of Romans, chapter 1, verse 10. Romans 1, verse 10. Making request, if by any means now at length, I, Apostle Paul. Now he's using a lot of words here, making a request. So he's not forcing himself. He's making a request. If by any means now at length. So he's talking about the time that he's going to take to explain certain things to the assemblies of Yahushua in Rome. I, Apostle Paul, look at my fingers, might have a prosperous journey by the will of God. He says by the will of God in the 1611. He could have never said God. Never. Because in the time of Apostle Paul, the word God never existed. The Romans used the word God for sun god, Nimrod, Ra, Zeus, Isis. They use the word God with a small g, God, sun god, like the Egyptians did, Amen Ra, the sun god. Nimrod, the sun god, the king of heaven, and his mother Semiramis, the queen of heaven. By the will of God. No, it's not God. It is Yahweh Almighty. How wonderful is that? That was taken out and it's replaced with the Greek word kurios. Kurios. by the will of Yahweh Almighty to come unto you. A prosperous journey by the will of Yahweh to come unto you. Now look at my fingers. You who are the bride of Yahushua, living in holiness in Rome. He was speaking to the Romans. He wasn't speaking to the Gentiles. He was speaking to the congregations, not even the church. The word church only came 34 after Yahushua, when the Roman Catholic Church used the name Roman Catholic Church. Roman means Roman Empire. Catholic means united, and church means universally. That's why today she's called the mother of all churches universally, and that's the main reason why we are not affiliated with any church in the world or organization, because then you are part of the Roman Catholic Church. Church united. It says here, Apostle Paul says, he's making a request to have a prosperous journey, in order, by the will of Yahweh, to come unto you. He wanted to be there. Verse 11. For I, Apostle Paul, long to see you. In other words, who are they? Were they the Gentiles? No. They were the Gentiles that came to repentance and were immersed in the name of Yahushua to the remission of the sins. Those who has accepted Yahushua as their Savior and Redeemer, King of Kings, and the Master of all. Hallelujah. For I, Apostle Paul, long to see you. Who does he want to see? The bride of Yahushua. The bride of Yahushua is universally. He was longing. He had the desire to see them. They didn't have cell phones or the internet where they could just, or a Skype or anything. We're living in a modern technology age. In Apostle Paul's time, they didn't drive Ferraris and Lamborghinis and Mercedes. No, they rode a donkey and a camel. That was the main mode of transport. And then for those who were wealthy enough to have horses, yeah, they didn't even have a motorbike or any. No. That was many, many, many years ago. So what did they do? They wrote letters. And I'm so glad he wrote letters. The different apostles wrote different letters. And those letters became the word of Yahweh. In order for us in the 21st century, 2026, to have references of the original happenings, which also have an effect in my life and in your life. Hallelujah. For I, Apostle Paul, long to see you, who are the bride of Yahushua, that I may impart into you some spiritual gifts. You want to do what? That I may impart, that I can preach to you, that I can lead you, that I can teach you about the spiritual gifts, the Ruach HaKodesh. How does it work? What does it mean? How does my body work? Yahushua says he's the head of the body, and we are the limbs, arms and legs and whatever. We are part of the body of Yahushua. And that's why the Bible says that Yahweh Almighty and Yahushua, they don't live in temples made by hands. No synagogues, no cathedrals, no churches, no auditoriums. He says your body, this part, is the temple, your soul's dimension, of the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit. So where does he function? He functions in my temple. This is not only known as a temple. Why do you think they refer to your brain as a temple? This area as a temple. It's scriptural. He doesn't live in temples made by hands. Brick and clay and mortar. Yahweh lives in every... one of us. And this makes us very unique. Do you know that? We are very uniquely made. In order for Yahweh to function, and Yahushua to function within us, through the Ruach HaKodesh. Most of the times, before we do something wrong, we already know it. Do you know that? Do you realize that? Even if you want to have a wrong thought, the moment that you even just think about it, the Ruach will say, "Hey man, what are you doing? Stop it." This is how the Ruach functions in my temple. Apostle Paul says some people are the arms and the hands and the feet and the eyes and the toes. And so we need to find our position in the body of Yahushua as your fist. We must know our places. We must realize our calling. And we need to live in and through the calling that Yahweh has blessed us with. Excuse me. We need to function in the position where Yahweh has placed it. If I am the knees, I can't do the work of the hands. I need to be the best knees I can be. And those who are the hands, the right hand and the left hand, because there's two different hands. Oh, the hands. That's one thing. But there's also fingers. The hand can't function without the fingers. You see where we're going to? We need to know our position. And if we can know the position that Yahweh has placed us in, we can be dynamic in working in and functioning in the Ruach HaKodesh every day of our lives. And this is what is special. As Yahweh has called us with a special purpose, says, "For I, Apostle Paul, long to see you, who are the bride of Yahushua, that I may impart you in your spiritual gifts," which is the gifts of the Ruach HaKodesh. How wonderful is that? There's 9 gifts. There's also workings of different gifts, other gifts, workings, and there's powers. We are so blessed. We are so blessed. Which is the gifts of the Ruach HaKodesh. To the end ye may be established, even to us in this 21st century. Apostle Paul is speaking to the congregation, not the church, the congregation in Rome. And he says, "I want to bless you. I want to teach you. I want to empower you through the Ruach HaKodesh gifts. To the end that you may be established." What does that end mean of established? Means that you, as part of the bride of Yahushua, as full-blooded Yahfis, should be functioning in power. And the Greek word for power is dynamos. Dynamos. Dynamite. That's power. That's the Greek word for power. That you should be powerful. Not just, "Oh, I'm just hanging on the side." No, 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 no. You are called to make a difference. Even in us in this 21st century, without the Ruach HaKodesh gifts, it will be impossible to make a difference in this world. And that's why Apostle Paul says, "I need to come to you, I need to empower you in the Ruach HaKodesh." Why did he have to go back for it? Why didn't he do it the first time? You see, when you lead people to Yahushua, he had a certain time. You can't teach them everything at once. It's too much. You need them to feed them like a baby with a spoon, a bit on a time. Feed them gradually. And as they grow, you enhance them with meat and proper fast foods like steaks and biltong, and now we're talking about meat. Rump steak and a T-bone steak. And, you can't give it to a baby. You can't give the Ruach HaKodesh fruits to people that does not know what to do with it. They will wipe themselves out. It's too much for them. They need to grow steadily in the Spirit. After they come to repentance, be immersed, they gradually grow in the body. Without the Ruach HaKodesh, it will be impossible to make a difference in this world. We are called to make a difference. You are called to make a difference. Whether you sow books, whether you bless the body of Yahushua, whether you do what? Pray for the ministry, being an evangelist, sow the word of life. We are called to make a difference in this world. We need to be fresh bread. We need to function as fresh bread and fresh water into an unsafe world. We have a calling. Yahweh has called us with a calling through Yahushua, and we need to live in that calling. And we need to pray for the fruits of the Ruach HaKodesh in our lives. That will make a big difference. You can go and read 1 Corinthians 12, chapter 12, and 1 Corinthians chapter 14 about the Ruach HaKodesh. It's called the Holy Spirit fruits, or the fruits of the Holy Spirit, or the Ruach HaKodesh. And you can find yourself, your way in it in the meantime. Start getting curious because of it. Till tomorrow morning, if it's Father's will, Maranatha. Yahushua's coming back again. Hallelujah.